Good afternoon, Tumo. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. And how are you, Sophie?
All right, thank you. You're so nice and clear today. Tumo, who are we talking about?
Kathy, today we are wrapping off an entire era, and we are talking about Makoma, who is the last character we're going to discuss in this era. We are wrapping off the era between 1779 and 1878, which covered a series of epic 9 wars. Within this era, which quite frankly, is the longest stand against colonial intrusion in the entire continent of Africa. And it happened here in the Eastern Cape. And Kathy, we are today going to discuss Makoma, which is the last character in this era. Allow me just to wrap up a few characters.
Sure.
Remember, we spoke about Klastierman in the Third Frontier War of Resistance.
Yes.
We also spoke about Chief Makana, the regent of Gagabe, in the Fifth Frontier War of Resistance. We talked about Hintsa in the Sixth Frontier War of Resistance. And we also looked at the Seventh, the Eighth, and also the Ninth Frontier War of Resistance when we spoke about Sandile Kangqoka. And unfortunately for the Xhosa people, after 99 years, we call this wars 100 year wars, but they lasted for a period of 99 years. Unfortunately, after 99 years, it ended with the British annexing the entire territory of the Xhosa people and thereby incorporating itself in the region. So without further ado, I'm very proud to speak about Kim Makoma, military commander of the Xhosa people. We're looking at the era between 1822 and 1873. He played a significant role in the 6th and 8th Frontier Wars of Resistance. Kim Makoma was the son of King Nguika of the section of Amakgakgabe. So the Xhosa people have roughly two sections, with the House of Palo and the section of Amakgakgabe. So, but Kim Makoma Kangqoka opposed his father giving land away to the Cape Colony, and he fought tirelessly to regain back this land. In 1822, Kim Makoma, with efforts to regain some of his ancestral land, which his father had given away, he founded a kingdom on the banks of Cut River in the Eastern Cape, in terms of which he endured many raids by British forces. Ultimately, at the end, him and his brother, Charlie, were then forced to pick up arms and fight. And this was between 1850 and 1853. The increasing pressure that he got from colonial forces really meant that he should pick up arms and fight. I'm proud of one word that I'm going to pick up.
Yeah.
And just speak about, it is called the War of Emlanjeni, which is the Eighth Frontier War. And in this war, because Kim Makoma has saw that in many campaigns against the British, they had superior weapons, superior firearm. So they decided that they were not going to fight with them head on. So, Kim Makoma actually employed guerrilla warfare tactics in the 1800s. This is magnificent. And he then decided that he's going to sort of hit and run, sabotage attacks and so on. And this frustrated the most skilled military British forces. And we're talking about men that fought in many battles around the world. And they were frustrated by a man that was never trained as a soldier. And looking at
The War of
Emlanjeni, it had about 7 battles. In the 7 battles, this is why I'm proud of this war. In the 7 battles, we say that Makoma was 6-1 against the British. He won 6 battles, and the British only won 1 battle. But unfortunately, he was then later sent to Robben Island for 21 years with his wife, and he was then released in 1869, recaptured again and taken to Robben Island 2 years later, and that's where he died on Robben Island in 1873. And there is a memorial on Robben Island which reads, "May your spirit continue to inspire current and future generations towards absolute freedom. Lest we forget, Kathy, the spirit of King Makoma, the son of Ngqika, a true African son of the soil, who fought for the land of the Xhosa people." And we salute the Xhosa people alongside President Mandela, who was a Xhosa himself. But we salute the Xhosa people and the people of South Africa, you know, for efforts of achieving ultimate freedom. And this is where I will stop.
Incredible. Just shows you it's actually woven into the DNA of the Xhosa people. I mean, you should see Zanati. Yes. I mean, she's all for freedom, right, Zanati?
Definitely.
Like, free the marshmallows, free, yeah. Mm-hmm. Zanati's our newsreader. Tumo, thank you so much. And I can hear how very, very passionate you are. And next week, we start from the 1900s. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. I'm even shaking, you know. Whenever I speak about Makoma, it's very spiritual.
It's deep
with me, and Makoma is one of the characters. Sometimes when I think about him, I even get tears in my eyes. He died on Robben Island, and they say that he died because he was stressed. He lost all hope. But when they found his remains, they found that there was a bullet hole on his thing. There was a bullet hole, and so they killed him. They actually shot him on Robben Island.
Gosh.
He died, you know. So that's why sometimes I talk about him, you know. It's very moving, heavy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's very moving.
You know, somebody's on Robben Island, they're not going to be able to do any more damage. You've already isolated them. You know, if you're a colonialist. Anyway, Tumo, thank you so much for that. Really, really appreciate it. And we look forward to speaking to you next week when we talk about the 1900s. That's Tumo Bopape. He is from the Long March to Freedom. Go and check it out. There are incredible stories. They are the human stories, and they are the stories of a nation that today we call South Africans. Go and learn about our history.